Welcome in to the season premiere of The Game Plan. This is season 3, and as a special bonus, we are back covering not only the Kennesaw State Owls, but the Georgia State Panthers. So much to talk about. They've already played a week. Let's talk about those games. Let's start with Kennesaw. Had the big win over Point University. Now, Point's no slouch. They're an up-and-coming program just like Kennesaw was a couple years ago. But they were shut out. It was 59-0. And first pick of the year. Fantastic play. You had Daniel David taking over the reins for the first time, you know, without it being an injury or something like that. He said he was nervous, but he didn't look it. You got to think. This Kennesaw State team, Coach Bohannon hit on this during the press conference. He said they only returned one starter on offense. He had 10 people starting on offense that had never started before. You wouldn't have known it. They were just straight up balling. It was just a fantastic night. You guys saw some of my videos. I appreciate that. Be doing the same thing this week at the Georgia State game. I'll get into that in a minute. But yeah, Kennesaw just they had a couple of guys who had 30 plus yard rush touchdowns, including Bronson Recksteiner. They were able to get pretty much everybody involved. And like I said, in this defense, pitching a shutout on any level is almost unheard of. It's really, really hard to do. And yet, every time Point would move the ball, there was a Kennesaw State Owl there. Just unbelievable how well they played. I said, seeing everybody out at the action at the fraction, as the great John Nelson would say. Action at the fraction out of Fifth Third Bank Stadium. Just fantastic, like I said. It was good. Ran into GSU alum now in his new gig, and we wish him all the best with that. But ran into Mr. Rashad Milligan. It was great to catch up with him. Saw the almost healed Brandon Joseph. He tore some stuff in his leg, had some surgery, was doing a lot better. He's almost ready to go. He was back in the booth there. But I think the thing to take away from that Owls victory is that now they're going to start to get right back on everybody's radar. They're going up the rankings. I forgot exactly what they were ranked. I can look that up real quick. But it's what I said. You're going to start to see got it somewhere. Where is it? Let's see. Let's find it. There we go. They're up to number 7 in the coaches' poll of the FCS. Number 7. And as I said, the recognition and the attention and the chatter is going to start again. Because we all know this team's probably better than number 7. They got the potential to definitely be. Coaches, it's just, he's got them ready. Everybody in this program buys in. That's how they get the results that they get. It's just fantastic. Just fantastic. And if you haven't seen, you know, I've said before, if you haven't seen Daniel David take a snap, if you haven't seen, you know, you haven't seen Bronson Recksteiner run the ball, See if I can pull these stats up real quick. There we go. If you haven't seen Shaquille Terry, he caught a touchdown and he ran a touchdown in. It was good to see Shaq back on the board like that. Jeremiah Compton with some big plays. Demetrius Petway. Just, if you haven't seen that, I don't know why. I mean, at this point, you should just get down there. Now, to be fair, you have about a month to figure it out, because it's really weird. All three teams that we are currently covering, that would be Georgia State, Kennesaw State, and Douglas County, all have these weird schedules where they play a home game and then they like go away for a month. You know, like coming up this week, Kennesaw will be at Kent State. Then they're at Alabama State with some Montgomery. Then they're in Springfield, Missouri to take on Missouri State. It's September 28th before they host Reinhardt. So you got till the 28th. Save up that money. Buy rows of tickets at a time. Bring everybody. Bring grandma. Bring, I don't think you can bring the dog, but bring everybody else that's not classified as an animal. It's just a great time. Like I said, they did get the 59-0 victory over Point. They are at Kent State this weekend. That game is on ESPN3, which means you can use the Watch app, I believe, to watch that. I will be... I'll be watching a good bit of that before I head to the Georgia State game. But I hope to catch the rest of it there. But I wish them the best of luck. We'll be rooting right here from the studio and elsewhere. But Kent State, once again, no slouch. And I said this morning, and I want to go ahead and put it on record, I believe Auburn will also play Kent State somewhere down the line. It's not even going on a limb. I'm going to go ahead and say it. The Kennesaw State Owls will score more points versus Kent State than the Auburn Tigers do. I'm going to put it out there. It's just the philosophies and the way they play. I'm telling you right now that Kennesaw State is going to outscore Auburn against Kent State. But let's move on. I want to get to a little bit of other stuff. And then I'm going to actually do picks. You know, we did some picks a little bit last year. I want to do it again this year. But let's get into some Georgia State. Now, Georgia State, I think by now everybody knows, pulled off one of the bigger upsets in college history as they defeated the Tennessee Volunteers 38-30. And don't get me wrong, a lot of people say that's 8 points. Right, but there was a garbage time score at the end that pretty much got the 30th point there. So it was not that close. It was definitely not that close. And who of all people had the big day? Mr. Dan. Mr. Dan had himself a day. Of course, that's quarterback we're talking about here. Dan Ellington, 11 for 24 for 139, two touchdowns. He also ran one in, including the game clincher pretty much when he ran that one in. Rushing touchdowns, Paige and Trey Barnett both had one, along with Dan Ellington. McCoy and Payne caught the touchdowns. hey, Ellington did have a fumble, but that's all right. They also picked up two fumbles and the interception versus Tennessee. Who had himself a day? Well, Ed Kearney had himself a day. Remy Lazarus had himself a day. Willis and Jones had him. They ended up having sacks. So did Hayward. The interception was from, I think it was Stevens McQueen, was it not? Yeah. Trajan Stevens McQueen, who had the big, big interception. Brandon Wright continued to do amazing things. His kicking is really, really on point. He's still one of the best punters in the college game. And, I mean, we all know how big this is. This is, we were watching this game while at the Kennesaw game, and a lot of people in the Kennesaw media box said, you know, what are they going to do when they pull this off? And I said, I don't know. It's never happened. They said, what do you mean? I said, they've been real close. They've been close with Penn State and Wisconsin and some other teams before, but they've never pulled off the big win like this. I said, they're not going to plant a flag on the middle of the field. They're not going to riot in the streets. They're not going to set things on fire. No, they're probably just going to dump the coach with a bunch of water and Gatorade, get on the bus, and come back home to celebrate with the rest of the fans. And, you know, that's very much what Kennesaw would do as well. They're respectable programs. They don't overstep their bounds. But congratulations to them. It's for this program to pull that off. It finally helps get some more recognition and puts the program on the map. I wanted to say congratulations to the voice of Georgia State, Dave Cohen, and what this means to him, to Allison George and Mike Holmes. So, you know, obviously, and you guys this Saturday, but congratulations. It's great to see when a plan comes together. And look forward to building more of it. Because this week, Georgia State is hosting Furman University, and Furman is no slouch either. They actually had a blowout win last week. And at the moment, Georgia State is a 7.5-point favorite. I'm going to say I'm very hesitant on this, but if you do bet on college sports, I don't currently. It's just nothing personal. It's just not something I do yet. I could down the road, but I don't right now. But I would take the slide over. I think Georgia State is going to win this, and they're going to win it by being that scrappy, just power drive team that won against Tennessee. They're going to spread the ball out. Dan Ellington's going to make some great choices, run when he has to. You remember, we said before, when 24/7 Sports Georgia State correspondent Ben Moore, great friend of the show, was on here, he said, you got to think he's more RG3 at Baylor. And Dan is very much that. He runs when he needs to and spreads the ball around and does overall what he needs to do. He's above a game manager. He can take over a game when he needs to, and he's shown that more and more, especially last week. Like I said, the game, I believe, the Kennesaw game at Kent State is at noon kickoff. That's on ESPN3. You can also catch that on the app, as well as you can catch the Georgia State game. It is going to be at 7 o'clock. Probably on the ESPN app as well. I'll be at the game. Come check it out. Come early. Come say hello. Come talk football. Would love to meet you guys. You guys know how it is. If you guys see me out and about, even at a game, stop me. We will take a selfie, and we'll send you some swag from the show. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. This has been the Season 3 season premiere of The Game Plan. Go Panthers. Go Owls. See you next week. I've wasted time, I've wasted breath. I think I've brought myself